This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's corporate story comes to us out of Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart world headquarters. The company reported second quarter profits this morning, and they are killing it, to be honest. E-commerce sales up 97%. Same-store brick-and-mortar sales up just short of 10%. Clearly, they are doing something right. We asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to find out what that something is.
If retail in America is a giant consumerism pie, then Walmart's slice is getting bigger. Charlie O'Shea is senior retail analyst at Moody's.
Walmart's certainly gaining share in pretty much every category.
Part of Walmart's success has to do with what it is selling. Essential goods that people still buy during a pandemic. Groceries, for example. Walmart's food operation is huge. $184 billion in sales last year. 1.5 times Kroger's sales.
Anywhere between 55 and 60% of Walmart's business would normally be consumables.
The other key to Walmart's success, probably the bigger key, is the way in which Walmart sells. Walmart sells in all the ways. Order online, delivery, pick up at the curb, or come into the store. Cheyenne Chatterjee is a professor at the Weatherhead School of Management.
They made a full-court press on e-commerce very successfully.
However customers want to hand over their money, Walmart was ready even before the pandemic. Finally, Walmart has something else to thank for its success, according to Andrew Lipsman, principal analyst at eMarketer, and that would be the government.
Government stimulus checks and unemployment assistance, those dollars are probably more likely to get spent at Walmart than any place else.
Lipsman says Walmart's success is emblematic of a bigger trend in the pandemic. It's the biggest stores that have been able to lean into the moment and adapt. Smaller and medium-sized businesses are buckling. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.